No one truly escapes their childhood unscathed, particularly if you grew up in the 1960s and 70s in Slaughter, Minnesota, a sleepy little burg on the Iron Range just outside Grand Rapids. While the town's name may sound like a horror film setting or conjure up images of stockyards, it began as nothing more than an encampment for loggers. It eventually evolved into a mining community. Like just about every other village, town, or city along the Mesabi Range, the largest of four iron ore mining districts in those parts. Slaughter was named after self-proclaimed mining tycoon Enoch Slaughter. In the 1890s, Enoch saw the potential fortune to be made from iron ore. Tycoon was a bit of a stretch, as you will learn later. But there was no doubt that iron ore enabled him to buy and develop a tract of land, which he christened with his surname, and then promptly appointed himself mayor. While Enoch's colorful and compelling story has a place in this tale, this isn't about Enoch Slaughter. This saga is about the reign of terror instigated by one resident, Ms. Hagitha Ketchell. No one knew her, or called her by that name, however. People most often referred to her as Old Lady Ketchell. That had been her moniker for at least two generations of Slaughter residents. Hagitha Ketchell was one of those people that folks remembered as always being old, yet somehow never seemed to get older. The school kids had more creative and taunting nicknames for her. Ms. Witchell, Old Lady Bitchell, Old Lady Catch Hell, and Old Lady Crotch Smell. If there was ever a Mr. Ketchell, no one in Slaughter, Minnesota in 1968 knew anything about him. Old Lady Ketchell lived in a small, run-down, one-story white clapboard house on Tailings Way. The house had four windows in the front, two on each side of the front door that stood under a makeshift sheet metal awning attached amateurishly to the roof. The windows were notable only because they were frequently broken, the result of mischievous kids who dared to fling rocks at the house from the sidewalk. The stones that missed their mark left the clapboards pockmarked and cracked. No one befriended her, but virtually everyone in town knew of her. While her house displayed damage and disrepair, she was unusually obsessed with the pathways within the bounds of her property. She was that crazy lady that swept her walkway, the sidewalk, and the street in front of her house. Not only occasionally, but every day, and sometimes twice. And she swept them with such vigor and urgency, you would think she was trying to sweep away something toxic. She even swept them in the winter until the snow became too deep, and then she seemed to go into hibernation, giving the community and the school kids a reprieve from her daily attacks. She always wore the same thing, an old, faded floral print house dress with brown leather boots that looked like vintage army boots. Her gray hair was pulled back severely to a bun, which stretched the thin skin on her face to such an extent as to make her look positively skeletal. Her piercing blue eyes behind wireframe spectacles would have been stunning on anyone else, but deeply disturbing on her. And she was never seen without that corn-bristle broom that she wielded like a weapon when she wasn't using it for its intended purpose. While she looked skinny and frail, she was remarkably spry and quick. Just ask the school kids who dared walk past her house. More than a few had been whacked by that broom and narrowly escaped her clutches. Those who did get close enough to her claimed she had an earthy, death-like smell, contributing to a rumor that her home had dirt floors. Unlike everyone else in town, who had the need to regularly pick up groceries or supplies, Old Lady Ketchell never did. She never strayed beyond the street in front of her home or beyond the boundaries of her property. Someone once said that she lived off eating dirt, bugs, rodents, and dead bodies, and somehow that rumor stuck.